The tourism minister, Lindiwe Sisulu, is also assuring the public that tourists are safe following a meeting with the family of the murdered German tourist in Mpumalanga. That shooting has really raised questions about rising crime levels, the safety of locals and tourists. Another incident also taking place yesterday in Camps Bay, two people being shot and killed there. Police trying to find out exactly what happened, who is responsible, in a very popular tourist spot as well. Alderman J.P. Smith is the mayoral committee member for safety and security in the city of Cape Town. JP, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time. Firstly, do we know what actually happened in this incident? I see from reports that it seems to be taxi related.
It does appear to be taxi related. It appears to be an attempt by a taxi association to deal with competition on their route. We have some associations who have frequently started operating on the routes of others in an unlawful manner, and this is the quickest way in which the taxi violence starts. But I do add, it appears, as one never knows the full story until investigations have progressed. So if you ask me early on what it does, it appears that would appear to be the case. There was a complaint earlier today to the South African police by one of the taxi operators there that Qatar operators were driving illegally on that route. They complained to SAPS, unfortunately, and not the city. We immediately after the incident have deployed substantial resources. We responded similarly to the manner in which we did in Yanga, and we have resources around the area, and we will assert the maximum pressure we can on the illegal operators impounding their vehicles. And otherwise, because as soon as you tolerate or any illegal operators get to operate on a route, it sets the stage for this kind of conflict.
We have seen this, of course, in many parts of Cape Town. You spoke about Langa as well, the fact that it's happened in Yanga. But Camps Bay, of course, now raising concerns around the tourist industry. Can you echo the tourism minister's assurance that tourists are safe in South Africa?
I don't think that one can blithely give that assurance because, I mean, I can tell you that in Cape Town we're doing everything possible to make them safe, that this is a transport-related hit by one, appears to be by one taxi operator on another. But as it is, it appears that an entirely innocent person yesterday lost their life as a result of of that shooting incident, a person totally unrelated to the incident. A young photographer with his whole life ahead of him. And so that is tragic beyond words. And we do see crime against tourists all over the country. And we've heard some seriously worrying results. In Cape Town, we have brought additional resources on board in the CBD to start reversing some of the crime problems that have occurred, mainly through a loss of significant staff from SAPS, also in the Cape Town Central Police Station. And we have done so elsewhere in the city as well in big numbers through our LEAP project. We have a visitor safety unit that the provincial government was funding before that, of a much smaller number. So we are trying to ensure visitor safety in the city centre and elsewhere as best we can, because tourism plays a big role. Many people in this city depend on tourism for their livelihood, and so do the related industries of events and the film industry. Many people in the city are dependent on those industries, but they also shape the international opinion about how safe your country is and whether it's good to do business there. So we certainly don't see tourist lives as more important than the lives of locals. It's where we've invested the bulk of our money and our investment in the 13 most crime-affected areas in our city, and the CBD only after that. But I think that national government needs to be frank about the state of affairs and say that there is a problem, not poo-poo that problem or dismiss it, and acknowledge that we are grossly under-resourced as a nation in terms of our police, that national budget cuts are creating mayhem. We were in a public meeting in Khayelitsha on Monday night. I was with the mayor last night. I was with the local councillor at the Klaanplein police station in Blackheath. Communities are bringing all the same message, and it is evident that your police stations are woefully under-resourced. somewhere between a half and a third of the policing resources they should have.
Alderman J.P. Smith, thank you for that. A mayoral committee member for safety and security in the city of Cape Town. A rational perspective there. The police spokesperson in Mpumalanga said it is a lack of capacity. That's why they weren't able to better police that stretch near the Kruger Park where the German tourist was killed. And for the tourism minister, Lindiwe Sisulu, to say tourists are safe in the country, I think it's an impossible statement to stand up to.